that you're talking about a man who's, well, the fried chicken man.
Colonel Sanders.
All right. And then a man who's a lower rank than that, the Army, would be a major. Mm-hmm. And below that, he'd be a
captain.
All right. Now, is that word ever used in any other way other than in a military sense?
Captain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody called me Captain the other day. That's at auto parts store. I asked about something, and he said, "Captain, come on down here, we'll fix you up."
Okay.
But it wouldn't be used.
No, I guess so. That's one of the. Now, who was this man?
Collie Whitfield, I believe.
Your wife?
Yeah.
I wanted that term is sometimes used with, black sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
With white. A man who presides over a trial is called a
judge.
And a person going to school is a
student.
And a man has in an office might have a private
secretary.
And the members of the city government, besides the mayor and the town officers, is called a
councilman.
All right. And a woman on the stage is called a
actress.
And say, what nationality are you? You say, I'm
American.
And the person who is black, you call him a
Negro.
All right. What other terms are common in this area?
Negro.
All right. What percentage of baby population is black?
Oh, maybe 5 or 6%.
There aren't many though.
No. Might be.
Just a few hundred?
Yeah.
And up until, did they have segregated schools here until recently, or are they?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still segregated?
No.
Well, they had them just for a few, just for that small number of kids, though.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been pretty expensive.
I don't know. They had a pretty nice school.
When you were in film school, was that school?
Mm-hmm.
It was probably about one of them in that corridor that was having in the 60s.
See, I was in the sixth grade when the first colored student came to city school.
Uh-huh.
And then the next year, there was quite a few of them.
Uh-huh. They just gradually over a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard much about Tennessee if that means it was much trouble.
No.
There's all kinds of trouble in Georgia now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have Western Maddox, there's Wallace.
No.
You do it for what is it? You know any expressions for poor white?
Poor white. No.
All right. How about someone who lives up in the hills? Out of touch.
Mountaineer.
All right. It's not quite 12 o'clock, but it's getting pretty close. They might say it's
close to noon.
All right. You're outside on the ice. You managed to keep your balance, but I managed to keep my balance, but
I don't know what you mean there.
Well, you were, flipping and sliding around. You were trying hard to keep your balance. You don't want to fall down.
I just about fell down.
Okay. And if someone's rushing you, you say, I'll be ready to leave them.
Just don't rush me.
Yeah,
just a minute.
All right. And you want to know the distance from here to Chattanooga, you might say to someone, how
far is it to Chattanooga?
All right. You ever use the expression, look here?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Tell them, now look here. This is the way we're going to do it.
All right. We were kind of...
now you look here.
If you want to know the number of times a person goes to town, you might say, How
often do you go?
You say, I'm not going to, someone, I say to you, I'm not going to do that. And you agree with me. You say,
no, I'm not either.
All right. And this is my
head, voice.
All right. This is
hair.
If I shave, I might grow up.